Hi, this is Aditya from Marcus Edwards, MARCUS. EDWARDS, date of service is 2/11/2022, date of birth 12/27/1974, date of accident is 6/2/2021. Thank you for presenting illness is as follows. Marcus Edwards is a victim of the automobile accident where he was rear-ended on a red light as a left-hand driver, leading to pain in the headache as well as associated pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder. The patient has had injury to the neck and left shoulder and right shoulder with the difficult time abduction of the arm and the patient has been referred to Dr. Gilliard, who referred this patient to us for pain management. Apparently, he is having surgery for the shoulder already, for the left shoulder and right shoulder is awaiting. And then he will be the surgery for the lower back. However, the time frames are kind of difficult to understand. He was injured on June 2nd, 2021, and it has taken him all the time. And he is requesting medication, Narcan over 325, 12, 3 to 4, 3 times a day. He does have pathology of pain. At the L5-S1, he has a herniated disc at the L5-S1. And he has herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. And he has normal CT scan of the thoracic spine. He has a non-displaced fracture distal acromion and superior glenoid at the left shoulder. And he already had a surgery for this, which has been fixed. However, he has a rhythm and pain, according to him. CT at the right shoulder showed inflammation of the glenoid process, a loose fragment in the intraarticular, and a few degenerative changes. Pain level reported as between 7 and 8. We report that the pain medication that was given does help him incredibly, and he wants more and more. We report 100% pain relief, which is given Norco. And in the ADS, patient reports that in general activity and work, his pain is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and walking ability is 8. Mood is affected 7. And relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that his headaches are 7 and associated with some loss of balance, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, or any loss of equilibrium, or memory problem, or any other issue. There is no anxiety, depression, panic either is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the shoulder and the jaw, lower back stiffness, as well as pain in the pain in both shoulders, neck and mid back, upper back and lower back, along with difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, a trouble colon. In the GE, patient has no encounter with the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. And the respiratory patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chesting, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained same and gets better only when he got the pain medication. In the last 30 days, patient reports of no changes in medical history, physical history, oscillation, weight loss, or any other problem. Current pain medication is narco. The strength of these demands is reported. Compliance is full compliance to the pain medical level. Physical examination, blood pressure is 196 over 114. Pulse is 101. Pulse oxygen 99. So, the physical exam should be identical to previous visit. Of $126,022. And then there's the dictation number. That is that I'm not saying this dictation, so I'll do it. And then you can copy and paste the general review as well as the necklace token examination and extended examination. That's all. Thank you. Diagnosis and medication. Plan of care is to discharge the patient and refer back to Dr. Gilliard and to Dr. Reagan for management of this patient. Or even vital community. Because it appears that we do not have any positive role for this patient's management. The patient insists on only doing surgery at his pace, which may take 6 months to a year, and he does not want to do our way, and we believe that we cannot help him. It is best that he is referred back to where he came from. He chose it from some advertisement or something. We have no idea why he came. However, I'm supplying him with narco 10 over 35 hours for 15 days, for the tablets to be discharged and to go for back to the vital community center and also to Dr. Ravi for the management. For surgery or spinal cord stimulation on a rapid basis. Thank you.